David Robert Boxley says it was agonizing to pick the 10 winners of the 7th juried art show and competition from the roughly 30 pieces submitted.
The winners were chosen in a way that I hope will show what's possible.
Boxley is a Tsimshian artist from Metlakatla and the son of prominent carver David Boxley. His father just finished his 72nd totem pole. David R. Boxley started carving when he was 6, learning from his father. He says Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's competition pushes the standard of art being made in Southeast Alaska.
Southeast Alaska is cut off from the rest of the coast and all the major galleries in Vancouver and Seattle. And I don't think as many artists are able to be exposed to just what's going on down there. And Sea Alaska is trying to get rid of that gap.
He says artists now are still trying to reach the level of work that was done in the past.
There's a whole period of time where our art, at the same time the culture was outlawed, dropped in quality because the old masters weren't able to pass things on.
Striving to attain those standards and quality, Boxley says, is part of what's keeping Native culture alive and healthy in Southeast Alaska.
The art isn't safe, necessarily. There are a lot of great artists, but that doesn't mean that if we don't push the standard and maintain that, that it won't slip away again.
This is the first time Boxley has judged the Sea Alaska Heritage Juried Art Show. He says it's stressful, but he knows being on the other end of the process is also angst-ridden. Artist Lily Hope can relate. Prior to the June 11th award ceremony, Hope didn't go to the show, which opened 5 days before.
I was having all this anxiety and I was like, I can't go look. I can't go look at everybody else's because I don't want to lose sleep over like who could be winning. And 5 or 6 days ago, I woke up and I was like, it's cool. I got third place. I'm good. My dream said I won third place.
Her dream was correct. Hope placed third in the Northwest Coast Customary Inspired Art category for her child ensemble, Little Watchman.
He's kind of watching out for our kids, but also for the integrity of the art, how it develops over time, and how we stay true to the spiritual life of our work.
During the award ceremony, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute President Rosita Worrell said art is a major part of Native culture because of its ties to spirituality.
But we've also grown it into the Western culture where we can appreciate it also for its aesthetics. And this is where I think, you know, having our younger artists learn both aspects of it is so important to us.
The juried art show and competition was founded in 2002 to support the artists. This year's awards total more than $8,000. Sea Alaska Heritage offers art workshops throughout Southeast, and its celebration festival features a Native artist market.
It is our goal to make Juneau and Southeast Alaska the Northwest Coast art capital.
Sea Alaska Heritage broke ground on the Walter Sobeloff Center last August. Part of the center's purpose is to display Northwest Coast art and support artists through an artist-in-residence program, demonstration, and research areas. Worrell says the Walter Sobeloff Center will make Juneau the next hub of Northwest Coast art. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.